We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Chavdalid Amad Beis, and we are beginning on Chavdalid Maral, the bottom, the two dots. We will discuss what's the halacha lemaisa in our Mishnah regarding what is called a yontiv that waives the Avelus. So we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer's Shita was that when after Beit Mizrach was Charev, Atzeres Shavua is considered like a Shabbos, and does not waive the Avelus. Why? Because in Tam Beis Hamikdash, you could bring a carbon, a tashlumim, of the carbon chagiga the whole 7 days. But now they don't have kavanas anymore. He held that it only had din of 1 day, and it didn't like Shabbos, not like Yontif. Then there's Rav Gamliel Shita. It says, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim have a din like regalim. And if someone has a shiva a few days before Rosh Hashanah, or the few of Paskin, 1 hour before Rosh Hashanah will waive it. Same thing for Yom Kippur. It'll stop the shiva in its tracks. And then the Gemara, then the Mishnah says, Chacham say, Loi Kedivrei Zeh, Loi Kedivrei Zeh, that we paskin Atzeres is like a regal, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim is like a Shabbos. But we'll see that we don't paskin like the Chachamim regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. We only paskin like the Rabbanon regarding Shavuos. When I said over the Mishnah, I said we paskin like Rabbanon Lagamri, it's not true. We paskin that Sai Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim and Sai Shavuos are considered like a Yontif, like we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Zok the Gemara, Om Rav Gidl Bar Menashe Om Hashmuel, Halacha Kraw Gamil. That we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim are considered a yontif regarding waiving the rest of the Avelis. And Tosfos really points out that the Chayra Shmuel holds, you always pass like the Mekel Ba'avel, so what do you have to speak out Lach Rabbi Gamliel? It's Pashut, always pass like the Mekel. So Tosfos says that there could be an afgamina that's a Chumra, an example where they buried someone on the yontif, on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. In that case, if it's Shabbos, it counts 1 day towards the Shloshim. But in the case, or 1 day towards the Shiva, technically. But now, not if it's Yontif, then it will not count at all. So that would be a really, it's a Chumra. Therefore, you have to speak out, Lach HaGrag Gamil. But like upon him, we pass Lach HaGrag Gamil that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim have a din of Yontif and Naks of Ta'avelis. So that's one pshat, that's one version of Rav Gidl Bar Menashe's halacha. The Ikid the Masil Hadar Rav Gidl Bar Menashe, aha, on a different halacha entirely. Rav Gidl Bar Menashe said that halacha is like a certain Rav Yamar regarding a whole different thing. It says in this Braisa, Kol Shloishim Yoim, if a tinuk lo aleinu is nifter in 30 days after he's born, so there's not to be covered for his levaya. Tinuk yoytze b'cheik, they don't have to put him into aron, they carry him by hand. V'nikva v'isha achas v'shnei anashim, you could bury him with three people. You don't even need a minyan by the levaya. You could bury the tinuk with three people. And it should be one, it could be a woman, but if it's a woman, it has to be one woman and two men. But it can't be one man and two women. Why not? Because it's Shaila of Yichud. We know that there's no Yichud if it's two men and one lady, but one man and two women is a problem of Yichud. So that's the Shita of Tana Kama. Abashalama on top of my base, Abashalama, af ish echo of shtei noshim. You only have to go out with three, even let it be two women and one man, and it's not yichud. So Taisha speaks out, the Gemara in Masech Kedushin explains why isn't it yichud. So the Gemara explains there, since it's v'shas avelos, they're burying a tinuk, the trida, shari, therefore it's mutta. Weiter in the Braisa, it says, v'ein oimru lav v'shura. The halach is that after they bury the mace, they make two rows, and the oval walks between them. So they don't do this by a tinnik that's nifter within 30 days. They don't make the birchas avelim. Used to make a bracha on the avelim. They used to say berachava. Used to have a square. Used to stop and make a bracha for the avelim. They didn't do that. You don't do that for a tinnik less than 30 days. But tachume avelim, there's no shiva. There's no nichum avelim when a baby is nifter within 30 days. Within 30 days, there is no din of tachume avelim. So Taisus actually speaks out that this whole din, this dinim is dafka baloi kolul echadoshav. If it wasn't a full term baby, but it's a full term baby and something happened within 30 days, then there is avelus. Dr. Taisus, there is avelus, but there's still no birchas avelim, but there is tachume avelim. Zog the Gemara Vayit, the Ben Shloshim, let's say the child is already 30 days old. Yoytze Budluskama, they bring him out with a small little aron, a small little box. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Lloyd Lusum is going to tell us because of not a box that you carry with the shoulder. El to tell us about fine, you carry in your hands a small little box. So if you don't give him a big cover either, not the regular aron, a smaller aron. But Va'ayim love a shura, you do have a shura. They make two rows and the avelim walk through it. Va'ayim love birchas avelim, they make the birchas avelim. Tachum avelim, and they have shiva and they have nichum avelim for this child that was 30 days old. Ben Yubeis, 30 days up, 30 days until 1 year. Ben Yubeis Chaydesh, Once the child's 1 year old, yoytzev amita, take him out in the amita, which was is a kavodik way of taking out. You give him a regular levaya. Rav Akiva, it's not enough that it should be 1 year old. It has to have some kind of aspect that it looks like a 2 year old. Either hu ben shana ve'var v'kam shtayim, either it's a 1 year old who has bones the size of a 2 year old, or ben shtayim, if he's two, ve'var v'kam shana, even though he's only 1 year old, but at least he's two, then yoytzev mita. So he argues and says yoytzev mita doesn't happen right when you're 1 year old. You have to wait until it has some kind of, to a certain extent, the child was 2 years old. Shimon Lozo Aimer, Hayotze Bemita, Rabim Matsiv Malav. Ain Yotze Mita, Ain Rabim Matsiv Malav. Says that the Oilam is only Mitzar on this child only if he goes out Bemita. But if he doesn't go out Bemita, then there's not Rabim Ain Matsiv Malav. The Rabim does not cry extensively over it if it didn't reach the age where he goes out Bemita yet, which according to Rabbi Kiva was. Of 2 years. So the Yetzir Mita, that's when it's tzar, there's a tzar but a levaya, but Yetzir Mita is no tzar. But as when Zaryo Eimer, a different shir, he says, Nikola Rabim, if they already knew him, which means Rashi says, Makirim Kvash, Rogel Lotzis Menabai, to leave the house already, so then Rabim is asking Imai. Ain't Nikola Rabim, ain't Rabim is asking Imai. So the only time the Rabim gets involved in the Kvura, Nichim Avelim, is only if everyone knew him already. But if he was not out of the house yet, so then, the Rabbi would not ask him imay. Umahim behesped. What's the halacha about giving a hesped for a small child? Rav Meir b'shem Rav Shmuel Omer, depends. Aniim b'nei shalosh. Poor people, already when their child is 3 years old already, gets a hesped. Ashirim b'nei chamish. Ashirim is when they're five. And the first one explained is because the aniim, since they're so poor, all they have is their children. And it's a much bigger clap for them to lose their children, and therefore the hesped will give them more, will give them some consolation, more consolation. This is therefore you start a hesped when they're 3 years old. Mashenkin Ashirim, which they have other things to enjoy themselves with. So therefore, you wait. I read the lashon of the Kisve Yad, Rashi Kisve Yad. It says, "Bnei Shalosh, Bnei Kiris Ruach Shal Oni, Shemitzar Al Benoi." He's more Mitzar Al Benoi. Yoyisim and Asher Al Fish Shal Benoi Misayayev Etzarachla. He needs his children. This is what keeps him going. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, a little different age, Mishmai, Aniyim Bnei Chamesh, Nashiyim Bnei Sheish. Uvnei Zkenim, older people, Kibnei Aniyim. They actually like Aniyim because their children help them function because they're old. Like the Rashi Kishyat says, Fishalo Yechayim Lotzis Velava, Ubnei Metaplim Behem, and their children take care of them, therefore it's a bigger clap, and therefore we make a hesper for them. Others, there's another pshat in Rashi, because for the Bnei Zekinim means the Bnei Tinechamim. They have Gnei Aniyim, and then there will be a hesper younger. So how are we paskin? Om Rav Gidl, here is the whole story is brought down for Rav Gidl. Om Rav Gidl, Bar Menashe, Om Rav, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Shom Hashem Rabbi Shmuel. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda, who said Hashem Rabbi Shmuel, the age of hesper demar, for Aniyim Bnei Chamesh, Hashir Bnei Sheish. So it comes up from our Gemara that there are no hespedim for little children until they're at least 5 or 6 years old. Depends on aniyim or ashirim. That's when they start giving hespedim for small children. Now the Gemara will turn back to the halachas of Yomtiv. Dorish Rav Anoni bar Sosoin apischad v'nesia. Yoim echad lefnei atzeres va'atzeres harei kan arba osa. So it's a little like Dhamma. When it comes to, let's say, a Yomtiv like Pesach, and this is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, the halacha is, let's say, one day before Pesach, someone was nifter, and they buried the mace, they sat Shiva Erev Pesach. So Pesach knocks out the Shiva. So the halacha is that when it comes towards the Shloshim, you have 14 days already taken away towards the Shloshim. Why? Because when the Shiva gets knocked off, it's considered you sat Shiva for 7 days, so it's 7 days ready. Then it comes Yom Tov, and Yom Tov also is considered is 7 days, and it counts towards the Shloshim, because Yom Tov is 7 days, actually 8 days Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, it's altogether already 15 days, and all you have to sit Shiva left is 15 days left. Technically 16 days left, but the second day Yom Tov is considered the first day, and it's counted a day also. So after, for example, you now take a haircut for the whole Shloshim, so Lamaisa, 15 more days you have to not take a haircut, and that's it. So you're only really keeping Shloshim a total of the 8 days of Pesach plus the 15 days after Pesach. And that's all you're keeping as the din of Shloshim. So what happens by Atzeres? So we said Atzeres waves the Shiva. So it means now you have 7 days. But really, technically, Shavuos is only one day, so it's only be really, now you have 8 days, and then you need another 22 days of Shloshim. Our Gemara is Mechaz, Tos Amar, the Gechidish, that at Tzeres, it's considered, the Yom Tov itself is considered like 7 days past. Doros Rav Nani Bar Sos, and Apiskel Devein Yisiyah. Yom Echad of Nei Atzeres, Ve'atzeres, Harikan Arba Asa. It's like 14 days, and all you have to keep now is 16 more days of Shloshim. Why is that? Because the Yom Tov Shavuos, it's considered, it's 7 days long. Because we say Atzeres knocks out the Avelos. Why? Because it's a Yom Tov of seven. And why is it Yom Tov of seven? Because it has Tashlumim, because I can bring a carbon. And that gives it a shame 7 days. So it's Ke'ilu, I kept 14 days ready. Unbelievable thing. Shom Rav Ami ve'ikbid, Amma Otu did day he did he? Is that his memory? The Blaz Rav Yeshahi. It's really Rav Elozo Am Rav Yeshahi. The Darash of Yitzchak Nafcha. We'll see in a second what that is. I'm going to say one more story, the same psak with the same taina, and then we'll say what Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yeshahi is. Daros Yisrael Nafcha killed Reish Kalusa. Yom Echol Pnei Atzeres Va'atzeres. If someone was nifta one day before Shavuos Va'atzeres, Reikan Abbas, it's 14 days. Shom Rav Sheish is Ikpid Amar Otu Zehi. Is it your member of Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yeshahi? It's Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yeshahi. What's Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yeshahi? Amar Rav Elazar Amar Rav Yeshahi. Minayin La'atzeres Yisrael Teshuvim Kol Shuvah. How do you know La'atzeres? You could bring a carbon that you missed on Shavuos. You could bring it for all 7 days. Shnemar bechagamatzis, bechagashvois, bechagasukos, machagamatzis yeshlo tashlumim kol shiva. Bechagamatzis has tashlumim all seven. Av chagashvois yeshlo tashlumim kol shiva has tashlumim kol shiva. So he says, it's not even your memra. It's a klar. It's a memra here that Shavuos has a din of Yom Tov and has a din of 7 days. So Tais really asks that Elakashle Tais has asked that how do you know that Tzeres is kurgom v'zman hazeh? Bishloma in those days where you could bring kavanas, we understand that Tzeres was equal to Chagamatzis. But these days, how do you know? So Tais answers, Kibin that Tzeres chad yoyma v'nechsha koy pesach sukas v'zman v'zukayim. This v'zman v'zukayim was the same thing. Liam tashlumim choshev nami l'didon k'regel the pesach sukas. But also, it's considered the same level as regel. It's the same thing. It's considered mamish like a Yom Tov. It's not even a chiddush. Zot the Gemara vayte. We're going to finish the Gemara. We'll speak out the Shulchan Aruch halacha lemaisa. Zot the Gemara vayte. One more Gemara. Adabri rav popular of Av Yisav v'dorash. Yom Echol Fnei Rosh Hashanah, if someone loses a karav for Rosh Hashanah, he starts sitting Shiva, and comes Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Harei Kan Arba Asa. He says it's counted as 14 days towards Yishloishim, just like we said by Shavuos. It's counted 14 days towards Yishloishim. Same thing with Rosh Hashanah, because it knocks with the Shiva at 7 days, and Rosh Hashanah itself is considered 7 days. There's no din tashlum in Rosh Hashanah, because you don't bring a chagig on Rosh Hashanah, because it's not a Yom Tov. But we're making a hekesh, all Yom Tov are the same, and therefore it's din of 14 days. Omer Avina. So before we get to the next halacha, so this halacha is that's what it says, it's 14 days, but the pella is like this. The halacha is that if you have, you pass Shiva, and you're ready into Shloshim, and then comes the Yom Tov, and knocks off the Shloshim. So technically speaking, what's a negeya? It's 14 days, you only have to keep now 16 more days. It's not negeya, why? Because 10 days after Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. So anyway, the Shloshim is stopping Yom Kippur. That means if someone sits Shiva one day before Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah knocks off the Shiva, there comes the Yom Kippur, then you don't have Shloshim anyway. So what's a negeya 14 days? It's not a negeya. Tosis asks this question. Tosis says, he says, he doesn't stand. He says, Hikshav Tosis Rav, Ma'anu Tzrichim, Sheyi Rosh Hashanah, Tosis the Master of the Rav Elazar, in the middle of the Tosis, he says, Ma'anu Tzrichim, Sheyi Rosh Hashanah, Kashiva Yomim, B'lav Ha'achi Na'im Mutal Aglech Erev Kvumi. You don't have to, you'll have to take a haircut at Yom Kippur. Why? Because Yom Kippur is going to knock out the Shloshim. And it's ready 8 days before. So what's a negeya? So what's a negeya? It's all halacha. So Tosis tries different terutzim. And Tosis, as you saw, it is at the end. He wants the taina that this din where you say that 8 days before the regal, then vatal shloishim is only if you are noyeg shiva. But if you never noyeg shiva, so then the yom tov will not knock out the shloishim. If you never had a shiva, a full shiva, will never knock out the shloishim. That's Tosis wants the taina. Lamaisa, we don't pass like that. We pass in lamaisa. Then in such a case, Yom Kippur will knock it out. Like I read soon the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Om Ravina, Hilkoch, Yoim Echad of Neachag, Vichag. So now you have, let's say, by Sukkos. Someone's Nifter before Sukkos. So the Yom Tov knocks at the Shiva. So you already have 7 days of what would have been Shiva, that's seven. Then Sukkos alone is 7 days, it's 14 days. Then you have Shmini Atzeres, which counts at another 7 days. Harei Kan, Yoim Echad of Neachag, Vichag, Vishmini Shloi, Harei Kan Eshav Echad, is 21 days. And if we have Simchas Torah, it's 22 days. After Simchas Torah, you only have to keep 8 days of Shloshim and you're done. You're done, Shloshim. Ravina, Ikla Surah de Paras. Ravina went to Surah de Paras. Amalei Rav Chavivim, Surah de Paras, Ravina. Amalei Mar, Yemech, Mer, Roshana, Reikan, Arva Asa. Did you say that Rosh Hashanah counts as 14 days because one day for Rosh Hashanah knocks off the Shiva and that's seven, then 7 days for Rosh Hashanah? Did you say such a thing? Like we said before? Amalei, no, I never said that. Anam mestaver karam gemil hudamina. What I said is that's mestaver that we pass in our karam gemil of our Mishnah, the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur has a din of Yontif. If I never said this whole stick of Torah that's like 14 days like a Shavuos, I never said the whole stick of Torah. That's a chiddush ready. Maybe I didn't say it. Some even want to learn the Gemara, like the Ramban has a tzad learn the Gemara. The Gemara means to say, Gufo Taisus Kasha is, what's in the Negeya? It's not Negeya the whole stick of Torah about 14 days, because anyway you have Yom Kippur, so it's not Negeya the whole stick of Torah. So all I said was that we pass a Gemil. Once you have that, you're good to go, and everything is good. So how do we paskin? So you have to look at Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadik Tes, where the Shulchan Aruch talks about these halachas. So in Shin Tzadik Tes, the halachas of that someone has Chas Hashem Avelis before Yomtid. So it says in like this: Rosh Hashanah, the Yom Kippurim, Chashuvim, Karegel, Avata Avelis. Noag. Listen, it goes to Pesach now. Noag Shah Achas Pnei Pesach. Oisei Shah Chashuvim Kazayin Kazayin. That hour before Pesach is 7. Vechesimei Pesach and the 8 days of Pesach. Harei Tezvav. That's 15. Umashem Aleim Tezvav Achayim. So we pass the Shulchan Aruch. 15 more days of Shloshim. That's it. That will come. That's Pesach. Let's go to Shavuos. That's Shin Tzadik Tes Vches. Shah Achas Pnei Atzeres Chashuvim Kashiva. The hour before Atzeres that someone sat Shiva is considered like 7 days. Va'atzeres, then you have Yom Tov, which is another 7 days. Kivin Shim Lo Hikav Kavanas Atzeres Ba'atzeres. There's what the Shlumim call Shiva. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Choshev Keshiva Ha'arei Yudalot Umashim Leim Tezayin Achayim. Only 16 days after the Shloshim. That's it. And Yom Shenis Atzeres counts to the Tezayin. So only 15 days technically. That's Shavuos. Go Sif Test. Now it's Rosh Hashanah. Shachas V'Rosh Hashanah Botlum and Gzeres Shiva Pnei Rosh Hashanah. The Gzeres Lamin Vatlum and Yom Kippurim. You don't slice anymore. You get to take care of Yom Kippurim. Wood in the Kaver Mace. Same thing if you Kaver Mace three on the third day of Aseres Beit Shuvah. Then the ninth day you get up from Shiva. Then Erev Yom Kippur is the eighth day, and now Yom Kippur comes and knocks out Shloshim. So anytime someone dies before Hashanah or from until the third day of Aseres Beit Shuvah, there will not be any Shloshim because Yom Kippur will knock out Shloshim. What about Shachas Pnei and Kippurim? So Batul Gzeres Shiv, you don't have Shiv and Kippurim. Gzeres Lam, it gets Batul from Chag, from the Sukkot, knocks out the Shloshim. So anytime you have two Yom Tov one after another, you're always not going to have Shloshim at all. And then it goes, says the Lach of Sukkot. Shachas Pnei Achag, we start in Shiv before Yom Tov of Sukkot, Vachag, Harei Yudalad, Vashmini, Yitzaris, Shiva, Rechav Aleph, then you have Yom Shin, Shmini, Yitzaris, Vashimchas Taira, Rechav Beis, Umashim Aleim Chesachim, only is 8 more days, and that's all you have to keep. So these are the halachas of Shiva and Shloshim that happens before Yom Tov.